Hello.
Oh, hi, Austin. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I had a fraud in my account, so.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, they got me for a lot of money, so I have to cancel that marketing from you guys.
So I'll give you some options because we can't cancel an account with a past due balance, and that's only because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 24th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $299 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel the account with that. But the good news is you're catching it in time, because come June 24th, that would have reoccurred to $598. So, yeah, and if you had fraud and you can't settle it today, that's okay, as long as you do it within, you know, 3 business days of the next billing, we could prevent that charge. Question, how come you're wanting to cancel? Is it only because of that, or is there something else going on?
Yeah, and I don't hardly ever get leads from you guys.
Okay. So one suggestion I could make to you, because I'm looking at your dashboard, and this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 515 times, and you've had over 500 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I think you're getting some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware it's coming from this campaign. Question, are you a brick and mortar location where people can come to you and look at products, or do you only go out and install? Oh, you go out. Okay. Reason I ask is on the dashboard, if you have a ton of clicks for driving directions, you wouldn't need those if you're, you know, service based. So one thing I would like to do, just so it doesn't skew your numbers, is once this is settled, is hide the address. That way, you won't have people clicking on it trying to come to your house if you don't have a showroom or something like that, you know? Secondly, one thing we could do is remove the Facebook ads, and that would make it a lot more affordable. So each month when you pay us $299, we send $100 directly to run those Facebook ads. You don't need those anymore because now you're ranking on Google, so that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. And with that package, you know, you're still on the first page of Google, you're still on the first page of Bing, the website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. Have you been on your dashboard at all to see the results for yourself? Or?
Yeah, well, I know what the results are. As I get, like, a couple little tiny jobs from you guys, and that's about it. So I don't care what the dashboard really says. It's not worth the money. I'm not paying.
What happened with Jenny Hunter? She filled out the form through the Facebook. She said she's in Bountiful and she was interested in a tile backsplash. Did that pan out into anything? I know that would be a smaller job, but
I do not know.
Oh yeah, that came in on 5/17, so like what, 10 days ago? So, and then Diana Fagey left a message, 435-503-0474. She was putting in her number, probably to get some information on your services. So there's actually 43 additional leads on the dashboard that are coming in through that tracking number. So that's how I was able to go in and listen to that call. One thing you could do, and I'll take that $100 off for the Facebook ads either way, because if your intention is just to cancel, you wouldn't need that fresh batch of Facebook ads, right? So, but if you do want to continue, one thing I would recommend is to download the Local Splash app on your phone. That way, when people call through the call tracking number, you can respond to them in real time. Sometimes people don't know when the calls come in, you know, who it is, because it'll show the call tracking number as the caller ID. So that way you can have, you know, a detailed report of the call and even listen to it straight from the app.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm driving right now. I have to get back to you.
Okay, so I made that adjustment. At least that'll help you out a little bit to remove the Facebook ads. And then just let me know what you decide, you know, if you do decide to, you know, pay that and continue for another month or so you can get on the dashboard and look at this, or if you decide that, you know, okay, it's not for you and you want to cancel, and then that way you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, enjoyed talking to you. I'll send you a little notification that talks about the payment failing, but this one will have my extension on it, which is 777. So that way, when you figure things out, you can call me. If I don't hear from you, I'll follow up next week. Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye.